Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is July 19th, 2010. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is August 12th, 1938, and the title is The Treasure Trove Mine. Hope you guys enjoy.
Fiery horse, the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Immense natural resources of the western United States brought wealth and security to many of the early settlers, but to have was not always to hold. Outlaws robbed and plundered, and no man's life or property was safe. It was then that the masked rider of the plains rode in the cause of justice, and it was he, more than anyone else, who finally brought law and order to the frontier. Now return with us to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the gold country around Five Corners! Hail, Silver!
Old Ben Battle had been known for years as one of the unluckiest prospectors in the West. He had spent his life searching for gold, but though unsuccessful, he remained cheerful and active, his courage giving him youthful strength and hope. One day, the citizens of the town of Five Corners were startled to see Old Ben ride down their main street, shouting at the top of his lungs,
"I found it! I found it! Oh, hold it!
What's that you carrying, Ben?
You striking rich?
Come on inside the cafe, fellas, and I'll tell you all about it.
I sure want to know what it is.
Right now, I'm the luckiest fella in the state. Yippee, fellas, look here.
Ben Battle. Hey, what's the crowd following you for?
I struck it rich, Mark.
You found a good claim?
No.
Then what do you
just
mean?
Just run your eyes over this.
Gold!
It's gold! Your gold! That's a chunk from a bar of gold.
It's been smelted.
Where in thunder did Ben get that?
Quiet down there, you fellas. Quiet down. You ain't been holding anybody up, have you, Ben?
Not me. Here, look what's stamped on that gold.
Let me see.
What's it say?
Go on and tell the sheriff, barkeep.
Why, it looks to me like it's got two T's stamped in it.
You mean like initials?
Uh-huh, but I don't...
Leaping Mavericks, T.T., Treasure Trove. I'll bet them initials stand for the old Treasure Trove mine.
Treasure Trove? Is that it, Ben?
Yes, sir. That there's part of a gold shipment been lost for almost 50 years.
I'll bet 1,000 fellas have looked for it without finding it.
And it took me to do it.
I ain't never heard of no Treasure Trove mine.
You ain't?
Gosh, barkeep, I thought everybody knew about that. It was owned by a fellow named Jake Adler.
He used to smelt his own ore and then send up a mule train to the goat.
Yeah?
But once he sent a shipment, they disappeared. No one ever knew what became of it. They wouldn't figure anything, but maybe a landslide covered it up.
Couldn't it have been engines?
But there weren't no engines around at the time.
And nobody ever seen hide nor hair of anybody that was with the gold. Not even one of the mules.
And that's the gold you found, Ben?
Yep. I was just coming back over the old trail from Custerville. Man, was it hot. My horse just moseyed along. Doggone you, lazy hide. Keep a going there. I get off and walk to make it easier for you, and you mosey along slower than ever. Now get along, Gretchen. And no back talk, neither. There now. See what you went and made me do? Nearly broke a leg, all on account of... Now, what? Whoa there, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, that's a funny-looking rock I just stumbled on. Queer sort of shape. Now, let me have a look at it. Hold still, won't you? Now, hold still. First you want to stop when I want you to travel. When I want to stop, you want to travel. Now, let me pick up that rock. Yeah. I wonder. Now, where's that hammer I had long? Here it is. I'll just chip off some of the dirt on the outside. Well, I'll be... Jumping juniper, a gold bar. Huh. What's it say there? T.T. Treasure Trove. This is part of the gold from the Treasure Trove mine, or I'll eat my pick and shovel. Now we're heading for town, and we're moving faster. I'll lambaste your blasted, stubborn hide. Now get up there. Come on. Get along there.
Well, I'll be doggone.
State your claim, Ben.
Well,
what?
Well, maybe I was a bit hasty when I said I'd found the whole shipment. What I meant was I found this here chunk of gold, and I'm darn sure the rest must be somewhere bound.
That's a relief.
The gold wouldn't belong to you anyhow, would it, Ben?
And why wouldn't it?
Well, this Adler
fellow, he's been a long time dead. He never had no kinfolk.
Oh, it'd be Ben's, all right.
But where'd you pick up this chunk?
Why, it was over by the...
You darn fool. Huh? Don't be telling. Somebody'll beat you to it.
Golly, I never thought of that.
You already said too much.
I come close to it, maybe, Sheriff. I was all fired excited, I wasn't thinking, but...
You said too much. Because now, how are you going to go back without being followed?
Oh, Sheriff.
Every cook in the territory will be here to watch you.
Sheriff, I wish you'd take a hammer and pound some sense in my head. I must have gone clean loco.
Ben, you got a heart as big as a cow, and more doggone grit than any 20 other fellows. But when it comes to playing your cards close to your belt, you let every fellow in the game read your hand.
Oh, this is awful.
You wait. When this news gets around, then you'll find out just how bad it really is.
Come on, Ben, tell us where you found it.
Don't hold out, your friend. Where was your last trip?
Ben, give us a tip.
Hey, Ben. Come on,
Ben.
I ain't saying a thing. And I'll camp right here in town before I let some buzzard rob me of what I found.
Where was you?
Come on,
now, don't hold out.
The sheriff had prophesied correctly. The news of Ben's discovery spread like wildfire, attracting the attention of honest men and outlaws alike. The Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, also heard the reports. They knew Ben deserved whatever good fortune came his way, and determined to help him if they could. In the meantime, however, an outlaw known as Smokey Joe had made certain plans. You see him now riding with some of his men.
This is the only thing we can do, Hawk. That old fool ain't going to stir out of town as long as he figures he'll be followed.
Right him, Smokey. He'll wait if it takes a year.
But I ain't gonna.
He'll talk when we get our hands on him.
I didn't want to do it this way, but we ain't got no more time to waste.
Yeah.
Only trouble is, if we make him talk, we got to get rid of him.
You can't leave him live to tell the sheriff who done it.
That's what I mean.
But it's worth doing something for all that gold.
Uh-huh.
Where do you figure on keeping Ben when you get him?
We'll take him to that old cabin back in the woods.
Yeah.
And if he does any yelling, nobody will hear him.
We're passing Ben's shack right now, ain't we?
We just ride on to them trees, and he won't see us when he comes out from town.
Just about do, ain't he?
Yeah.
How's this?
It's good enough. All right, fellas, rein up and keep out of sight.
Sure thing, boss.
Oh, there.
Ain't he likely to hear the horses?
Nah. Not with them riding as fast as he always does.
Smokey, there's somebody coming now.
Can you make him out?
No, it's too blamed dark.
We'll know in a second.
Keep quiet, you fellas.
I see him, Smokey. That's that chestnut horse he rides.
Get along there, boy. Get along.
Grab him, fellas.
Get him.
Hold on there.
Get the reins.
Stop your horse, Ben.
You crooks, out of my way.
Watch it. He's going for his gun.
I ain't afraid of a pack of yellow outlaws.
Put down that gun.
Yeah, I
winged him, boss.
Last time, maybe you killed him.
He ain't hurt much, Smokey. Just grazed his shoulder.
I'll live to get every one of you.
We'll see about that.
Boss, let's get out of here. Maybe somebody heard the shot.
You got his bridle?
Nah, he won't get away.
Fill his saddle. Get up there. Come on.
The outlaws, with old Ben as their prisoner, raced to the cabin in the forest. Throughout the entire rest of the night, they questioned him, but he refused to tell them anything. They rested during the day, but the following evening, the brutal questioning began again.
Talk, Ben.
Ain't.
It'll be the worse for you if you don't.
Where'd you find that chunk of gold?
Where's the gold hid?
Where's it hid, blast you? Where's it hid?
Hawker will beat it out of you.
Don't talk to him.
You're wasting your time.
Why, you stubborn old fool.
I'll see every one of you hung before I'll talk. I wouldn't tell you nothing no matter what you did. You can hit me and you can beat me up. I won't talk and there's no way you can make me.
Now,
wait, boss.
Yeah?
Let me handle this.
What you want with the old maverick?
I'll find a way to fix him.
Go ahead. I'm riding back to town. Folks are most likely talking because Ben ain't been around.
Yeah, huh?
I'll take the rest of the boys and show ourselves in the cafe so he won't be suspicious.
Me and Hawk can handle things.
See that you do.
We've been too easy on him. But we ain't going to be no longer.
They won't be gone more than a couple hours. Get your saddles, fellas. We're riding to town.
All right, Ben. It's just three of us now.
You dirty skunk.
The boss is a mite squeamish, but I ain't.
And you'll find it out right soon.
If I weren't tied to this chair...
You'd do a lot, wouldn't you?
I ain't so young no more, but I'd show you fellas a few tricks.
Only it's us is going to show you a few things.
I'm giving you one more chance. Where'd you find that chunk of gold?
I ain't saying.
Well, of all the stubborn mavericks I ever run up against, this fella takes a cake.
Will you give him his chance? Get that poker.
Yeah.
Stick it in the fireplace so it'll get red hot.
I'll do that.
You're beginning to get the idea, Ben?
You'll pay for all this.
I fixed it, Hawk.
Good. Now we...
What was that?
Somebody firing at us.
There he is. It's a fella on a white horse.
We've got to hit him.
How about Ben?
He's tied up. He ain't going to run away.
Well, then come on.
Get your horse. We'll ride after him.
Hurry up, Hawk. Come on, get in the saddle. You ready?
Yep. Come on. Get up. Get up there. Get up.
You all right?
Huh? Who's there?
Me come help you.
Gosh, a redskin.
White friend, get outlaw way. Tonto come get you.
You'll have to cut these here ropes. They got me tied up like a calf for Brandon.
Me cut rope.
But how'd you find me?
Tonto follow trail. Find where bad feller get you. Then trail you here. There. You free now.
I don't know who you are, but by golly, you and that friend of yours are sure pards of mine from now on.
You hurry.
Where are we going?
Take you to find gold. Outlaw, not catch us. Here, paint horse.
Jimmy, we're going to try and outrun them crooks.
Paint horse, plenty fast. You mount them.
By golly, I'll chance it. It's the only way I can ever get to that gold without being followed.
That right. Get him up, paint horse. Get him up.
Hawk, look. There goes Ben riding a horse with an engine.
Hey, we've been tricked.
Yeah, Ben's got away.
There ain't no use chasing him. Look at that horse travel.
Yeah.
Oh, and look over there.
Huh?
There goes a fellow we was chasing before.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. And now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto, accompanied by old Ben Battle, who had found the treasure trove gold bar, left Hawk and his companion far behind. At the cafe in town, Smoky Joe talked with an Indian guide.
Black Wolf, you're just the feller I need.
Huh?
They've heard all about you. They say you're the best Indian trailer in these parts.
Me follow trail any good.
And from what I've heard, you don't mind making yourself a little cash on occasion.
You give them me cash?
It just depends on you.
What you want them?
I reckon you've heard the talk that's been going on around town, ain't you?
You mean talk 'em gold?
Sure, and I got a scheme to get that gold.
Huh?
What do you say you throw in with me and my boys? You can trail old Ben when he leaves town to go back to where he found that treasure trove stuff, and we'll help ourselves to it and give you all the protection you need.
What you pay him, Black Wolf?
You'll get your equal share with the rest of us. Well, what do you say?
Me not know.
You gotta. Just think of all the firewater you could buy with your share, Black Wolf. More than you ever seen before.
Black Wolf, do him.
Good. I thought you would.
Hey, Hawk! Hawk! Hawk!
Hey, what are you doing here?
Ben got away.
Blast you, keep your voice down. Say, Ben ain't in the cabin?
No, an engine and a mast feller got here.
You blasted fool!
Well, we couldn't help
the
it.
The minute I leave you, everything goes wrong. And I ought to get me some fellas I can depend on.
But even...
Shut up! We're riding out to the cabin. Black Wolf, you come on in after us. It looks to me like we can put you to work before we figured on it.
Blasted idiots I ever seen. You fellas are the worst.
Oh, but Smokey, how was we to know there was a redskin with that masked fella?
You didn't have to know it. All you had to do was to stay with old Ben like you were supposed to.
You let yourselves be shot at.
I'm blame sorry he didn't hit you.
Ain't nobody seen nothing of Ben since he got away?
Of course they ain't. Him and them other two fellas lit right out for the gold.
What are we going to do now, boss?
We got to get Ben back.
Yeah, but
if we don't, it means jail for us. Ben's seen us all. When he tells the sheriff who we are, we're done for.
We could light out of here.
And let the gold go?
Yeah, that's better than being jailed.
Uh-huh. I got a better notion.
What's that?
You ever heard of Black Wolf?
The Injun?
That's the one.
Well, what about him?
That Redskin's as good at trailing as anybody you can name. You can most trail a hawk if you give him half a chance.
Why, thunder?
Well, where's he at?
I'm waiting for him now.
Oh, yeah?
I seen him in town this morning, and that's where I got the idea.
You talked to him?
Uh-huh. I talked to him and told him if he put in with us, he'd get his fair share.
Yeah, what'd he say?
What do you figure he'd say? That Redskin would do anything for gold to buy firewater.
And we still got a chance.
And a darn good one.
Maybe that's him now.
Most likely. That's you, Black Wolf?
Me, Black Wolf.
Walk right in. These are my pards I was telling you about.
Oh.
Hello, Black Wolf.
Well, ain't no use standing around here if you're ready to start out, Black Wolf.
Black Wolf, ready.
And come on, fellas. Some of you bring our horses around, and the rest of us will show the redskin the marks of the horses them other fellas was riding.
All right, boss.
Let's come this way, Black Wolf.
Me come.
Go and take a sighted trail in to follow them tracks now.
Black Wolf, best brave all tribe. Black Wolf see where other brave blind.
Over there is where we found the tracks of the horse the masked fellow was riding. I kept the boys away so they wouldn't be spoiled.
Mm.
There you are, Black Wolf. You see him?
Black Wolf see like eagle.
You figure you can follow tracks like them?
Me follow.
By golly, we ain't beat yet.
Fetch them horses.
Yeah, we're coming.
We'll head after Ben and the masked fellow without waiting.
I'd like to get my hands on him.
And I want to get my hands on the gold. Steady there.
Black Wolf, good he says he is. We'll do both.
Black Wolf not like Paleface. Him not speak big word, do little deed. Him speak little, do big deed.
And now's your chance to prove it. Get up. Get on it. Come on.
Get up. Get up. Get up.
In the meantime, Ben Battle, the Lone Ranger, and Tonto had crossed the plains and entered the hills. We see the old man and the Indian now in a sheltered camp, close to the spot where Ben had found the gold. Ben is speaking.
Yes, sir, Tonto. You and the masked fella got anything beat ever see.
Why you think that, huh?
Well, first off, look at the way you fooled them crooks the night you found me at the cabin. Then take them horses of yours. I ain't seen their equal since I was knee-high to a grasshopper.
Them plenty good.
And it was the masked fella's idea for you to go alone after the blasting powder we needed. He figured nobody'd be curious about a redskin.
Not right.
Then, to top it all off, your pard's gone back to see if they've been followed. He don't take no chances at all.
It not good take chance.
You're two of the squarest fellas I ever met up with. You even say you don't want none of the gold for helping me out.
No. You not pay us.
Well, I don't know anybody else that'd feel the same about it, except maybe the sheriff. Him and me have been friends for close 30 years.
Him, heap good feller.
He is that. He'd do anything for me, and I'd do anything...
You look.
Huh?
You look. There.
It's smoke.
White friend, send signal.
You mean the masked fella's making that smoke?
Not right.
But what for? What's it say?
Outlaw. Teller. Follow. You.
We've been trailed.
Not right.
Oh, golly, just when I was thinking we had things our own way.
But them trail us.
And there's close to a dozen of them and only three of us.
That'd be all right.
But what we got...
White friend be here
but
soon.
What can he do? There ain't nothing left to do but run for it.
Him make plan.
But he's got a plan, you say?
Not right.
Well, he's done a plenty so far. But if he's thought of a way for three fellas to get the best of a dozen, then he's smarter even than I had him figured.
Having sighted the pursuing outlaws, built signal fires to warn Ben and Tonto. Then he hastily mounted Silver and raced to rejoin them. The outlaws, led by Black Wolf, who had followed the trail with uncanny skill, approached the spot where Ben and his friends had made camp.
We're getting closer, ain't we, Black Wolf?
Much sign now. Them not far.
Good.
I could even see the trail myself for the last hour or so.
This is the trail the mule trains used to take when old Jake Adler sent his gold to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely there was a landslide somewhere around here that buried the whole shebang.
And Ben had to have the fool luck to stumble onto it after everybody else had hunted it for years.
He didn't find the whole works. He just found that chunk of gold.
Well, it must have been a piece that happened to come uncovered. The rest bound to be somewhere close by.
Yeah, I reckon so.
There, camp.
And someone's been here recent.
By golly, that's so.
You can see the ashes. And there's prints all about.
Yeah.
Here's hoping we see them before they see us.
I hope so, but...
Who's that over there?
You see something?
Look where the valley narrows.
That must be a pass. And by thunder, there's old Ben.
What's he doing?
I don't know. But he ain't dodging us this time. Come on, get up there. Get up there.
He ain't seen us.
He will in a second.
Where's the engine and the mast, fella?
I'm blazing with them. It's only Ben we got to worry about. Get along there. Get along.
He's seen us.
We got you, Ben.
Who runs for it? I'm holding my gun on you.
Get away. Let me be.
Well, so you figured you got away, did you?
He's been planting blasting powder.
It's all ready to be lit.
Now, ain't that real nice of you, Ben? So the gold is under these rocks, huh?
No, it ain't. I was only trying...
Did you hear that, fellas?
Yeah.
The gold ain't here, but he's setting off powder just the same. Figures he needs a practice, I reckon.
Smokey, listen to me now.
But
what do you figure we better do, boss?
That don't take no figuring.
As long as Ben's got the blasting powder all set, we'll just let him light it first. Yeah.
I won't. You can't make me.
You might just as well, Ben. We know where the gold is now.
But I'm not gonna...
Just take a look at this shooting iron.
You wouldn't shoot me, would you?
You'll shoot if you don't do like I say.
Well, then I reckon I ain't got no choice.
You sure haven't.
Well, you'd better go on a ways so as you won't be hurt by the rocks when they fall.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be watching. And if you try any tricks, it'll be your last.
I savvy.
Come on, fellas.
Yeah.
Get up there.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben. I'll be aiming at you all the time.
You better hurry. I'm lighting it right now.
I'll bet he's so mad he could bust. Us finding him just when he was all set to uncover the gold.
Yeah.
And watch out, fellas. The blast will be going off any second now.
Yeah, we're safe here.
Now let it come.
Blast went off, and great masses of rock and earth were torn from the side of the hill, blocking the narrow path. The outlaws watched eagerly, then Hawk shouted,
"There ain't no gold there.
Where'd Ben get to?"
"He run the other way when he lit the fuse."
"Then we can't get back the way we come. Rocks filled up the path."
"Then we'll just have to ride on and find
another..." "Blind Canyon!
Huh?
We're pinned in! We can't go back! We can't go on in the side! You're too steep to climb!"
"We've been trapped!"
"Ben! Hey, Ben! Ben! Ben!
With the outlaws imprisoned in the canyon, Ben Battle grinned and sat down to wait for the masked man and Tonto. Finally, they rode up with the sheriff, dismounted, and walked over toward the old prospector.
"Are they all in there, Ben?"
"Can't you hear them, Sheriff?"
"I sure can. And they don't sound so blamed happy. Smokey Joe!
Help us get out of here!
Keep still and listen.
What do you got to say?"
"There's just a few things I wanted you fellas to know about. And the first is, I got some deputies coming to take you fellas to jail. And Ben and the masked fella found the gold before you fellas ever got here. Ben just pretended to be blasting for the gold so as you could be caught.
And maybe if you fellas ever get out of jail, you won't be so darned anxious to go again the Lone Ranger."
"Lone Ranger? Is that who the masked fella is?"
"You never heard tell of any other hombre that could do what he's done, did you?"
"By golly, I want to talk to that fella."
"But I reckon you won't."
"Huh? What's the..."
"Because he's on his way right now. That's how come I know for sure he's the Lone Ranger. He does what nobody else could do, and he never waits to be thanked."
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.